This show is live and local. It's your connection to local performances, including a performance tomorrow evening at Bouvon's Wine Bar in Urbana by a group called Samba Soul. They are a group that specializes in various types of Brazilian music, a quintet consisting of vocals, saxophone and flute. That's one person, guitar, bass, and drums. And they're going to play for us live for the hour from our own studio here on Live and Local. I hope you'll stay with us. Meanwhile, here's music by another formerly local group that sometimes plays Brazilian music, sometimes plays Argentinian music, as in the case of this piece by Astor Piazzolla. It's called Soledad. Some music by Astor Piazzolla called Soledad, in a performance by a group called Bossa Nuevo, which lasted for a while, and the ensemble members are scattered the four corners of the states at the moment and soon to be around the world, a group led by bass player Karim Yangsep, and which included in its among its members one of our guests who will be playing on today's show, George Turner, the guitarist, and also they have Lara Driscoll as a pianist, who used to be the pianist with the group that's going to play here, I believe. And I'm talking about Samba Soul, which is a quintet of musicians from around our community who are going to be playing tomorrow night in Urbana at Bouvant's Wine Bar, which is attached to the Corkscrew Wine Emporium on Vine Street, across from Schnucks, if you want to know where that is, because it's still a relatively new performance venue, but it's a regular place for music now, Thursday through Saturdays at least. And they're going to be there tomorrow night from 7 to 10. It's a group that features, and I believe is led by, fair enough to say, vocalist Vivian Felicio, and with Carlos Vega on sax and flute. I don't know if he brought his flute today, but I do see the sax. George Turner guitar mentioned. Matt Hughes is back with us after having been here last week playing a different genre of music on the bass. Andy Burton on the drums. Thank you all very much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks.
And George for kind of organizing this gathering for the hour. Always like it when we get a chance to play live music on the show. Well, we get a chance to play. You play, I listen, and I am, it's sort of my private concert here, but of course I get to share it with, 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 people out there, which is pretty nice too. And of course here on Live and Local, our purpose is in part to let audience members know about things that are going on in our respective communities, but also for the performers to help get an audience. So it works all around. Vivian, is this a group that you started or just collaborated with others and said, maybe we should have a band, or how did it get going?
Well, I tried to start, my intention was not to start a band, so it was just, play some gigs, and then I approached George, and I invited him to get together and play some Brazilian songs, and then George suggested that I should invite other musicians because the music was really good and he was enjoying the work we were doing together. Mm-hmm. And that's how everything started.
And you're from Brazil.
Yes.
What brought you to Champaign-Urbana? The university, like everybody else?
Yeah. I'm here. I'm a student. This is my 8th year here in the U.S. in U of I. I'm finishing my PhD.
In
education.
General education or music education?
No, I work with bilingual kids, actually.
And is performing something you were doing before you got here?
Yeah. In Brazil, I used to sing with another band. And then when I arrived in Champaign, I was really lonely. And I decided to do something to bring me back home and don't miss home too much. And that's why the idea came up. I need to sing and I need to start doing that now.
So are we going to be hearing a lot of I'm Lonely songs, or are we going to be hearing the antidote to loneliness songs?
Actually, no. We have, we play different rhythms. Some lovely songs, but some other cheer-up songs, because that's the idea, right? We can play cheer-up songs so we forget about the loneliness.
Well, with a group obviously like Samba Soul, I assume that Samba is pretty prevalent in your repertoire.
Mm-hmm.
That's the oldest style that you play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, more the classical samba. And we try to create a little bit on the samba to mix a little bit and bring up a new face to some of the tunes. But we play Jobim too, so we play samba and bossa nova and some other tunes that we try to combine and bring this different face for Samba Soul.
And then this thing called MPB, Música Popular Brasileira.
Brasileira.
I say that somewhat correctly.
Isso aí.
not bad. Which is what? That seems like a catch-all tune probably for things post-Bossa Nova.
Yeah, I think the MPB, how do you say, it involves many type of songs, including like starting with Jobim and other styles of songs. That's why we call MPB.
Does it necessarily equate to, I mean, we talk about pop music in the States, that, well, that's of course a big catch-all tune too, but it's music not necessarily rooted in traditional music, but is MPB a little bit more traditional? You don't know.
Yeah, I think it's a...
She's making I don't know faces.
He's putting me on the spot, but... No, I would think the MPB is more the related to the tradition type of songs, because in Brazil we have a lot of different rhythms and a lot of different types of songs that some, I think some of them, many musicians here, I don't think are aware of, but it's a big diversity of musics and styles. But the MPB, I think it's one of the most popular and also the I would say the classical related to the classical bossa nova type of music.
Well, George?
That's one thing that I've really enjoyed about this band is that, you know, I guess American jazz musicians tend to play, you know, when they think of Brazilian music, tend to think of, you know, the music of Antonio Carlos Jobim, and those are the kind of the standard repertoire of Brazilian music for most American jazz musicians, and through this band, I've found that, you know, discovered a lot of music that I didn't know about, you know, all these other styles from Brazil, somewhat more contemporary, you know, styles that kind of came out of bossa nova and samba. And so I would say that's a lot of what we do. Mm-hmm. Would you agree, Vivian?
Yeah. I think that's the idea. We try to bring together a lot of, we play samba, we play bossa nova, but we have some pop rock in our repertoire, and that's the idea, right? Bring like many different singers and try to bring a little bit of Brazil here to Urbana-Champaign and Chicago and region.
Right. Well, let's hear your first performed sample. Which type of music will this come from?
This is a bossa nova. This song that you're gonna be performing now, it's called Mulambo. It's by Jaime Florence and August Mesquita, and it's an old song, but I really like this the lyrics and the music, and that's why I chose the song to be performing for you guys today.
Samba Soul live on Live and Local.
De tudo do que ele me fez, eu jamais deveria aceitá-lo outra vez. Bem sei que assim procedendo, me exponho ao desprezo de todos vocês. Lamento, mas fiquem sabendo que ele voltou e comigo ficou. Ficou pra matar a saudade, a tremenda saudade que não me deixou, que não me deu sossego um momento sequer, desde o dia em que ele me abandonou. Ficou pra impedir que a loucura fizesse de mim dessa vez para sempre, se Deus quiser. Thank you. Vocês vão dizer que é tudo mentira e que não pode ser. Que depois de tudo o que ele me fez, eu jamais deveria aceitá-lo outra vez. Bem sei que assim procedendo me exponho ao desprezo de todos vocês. Lamento, mas fiquem sabendo que ele voltou e comigo ficou. Ficou pra matar a saudade, a tremenda saudade que não me deixou, que não me deu sossego um momento sequer, desde o dia em que ele me abandonou. Pedir que a loucura fizesse de mim um mulambo qualquer. Ficou dessa vez para sempre, se Deus quiser. Ficou pra impedir que a loucura fizesse de mim. Dessa vez para sempre, se Deus quiser.
Samba Soul, live on our in our studio, Studio F to be specific, here on the Live and Local on FM 90.9. Vivian Felicio's the vocalist, and Carlos Vega, sax, George Turner, guitar, Matt Hughes, bass, and Andy Burton on the drums. And Vivian, what was again the name of that tune?
This is Mulambo.
And does that mean anything in particular, or is it just a name?
That would be a hard one to explain. Mulambo. It's, I would say, a nickname that would give a guy that made a woman to suffer too much. So
that's not hard to explain. We all understand that.
It's, I don't know how I would say, like, old piece of clothes, you know, like it's like that you don't wear anymore. I don't know. It's, we call mulambo.
So what were you, so what were some of the things you were singing about?
Well, this tune is about this woman that, even though this guy made her suffer a lot, she still loves him, and she it's kind of, she's trying to explain to her friends and everybody who knows her that even though that they will tell that she's wrong about still loving her, loving him and want to be with him, that's her decision. Something like that.
But it sounded so pleasant.
I know. But it's because she explained. I think that's the idea. And she wants to, through the song, also like explain her love for this person, even though he did a lot of things that he shouldn't. And it's a kind of a song as like saying for people to forgive her for for this decision that she's making.
But deciding to love somebody.
Yeah.
George, you've been on the show a number of times, and I think this is the first time I've ever seen you play an acoustic guitar. You usually have your electric.
Yeah, for this band I got the...
And this is a specific stylistic authenticity
choice? Yeah, I guess, the nylon string is a big part of, Brazilian music, bossa nova and samba. So I kind of just like the way it sounds for this music.
Do you find you play it differently?
A little bit, yeah, a little bit. Since we don't have a pianist in the group right now, though we did used to, but that I tend to play more like the traditional, bossa nova or samba style of playing the chords, and I'll play the full chords with the roots in them, that kind of thing. I do that a lot. And then I would say in terms of improvising, in terms of soloing, I probably tend to play a little sparser, a little fewer notes, try to be more melodic.
Well, I can see why this appeals to jazz musicians, because there's certainly plenty of opportunity for improvisation. I know you and Matt for sure come from a jazz background. Carlos, I'm assuming so also?
Pretty much a jazz background. It's mixed. I used to play a lot of salsa bands and stuff in Miami. But my education is jazz-oriented.
And what about you, Andy?
I jumped back into jazz a couple years ago.
From?
From playing rock music, doing a lot of recording, kind of just a diverse, scattered background. And the last 2 years I was doing a master's program in jazz performance here at the U of I. So.
Have you finished it?
I just finished it.
Congratulations.
Well, not technically, but.
You finished the school year.
If they send me the piece of paper in August, I will have finished.
Well, you kind of have the rock musician's hair.
Well, thank you. We have a close-up of the camera on this.
Yeah. People can use their imagination all around for all of these people. So you say you jumped back into the jazz, meaning that you started in it earlier and this branched away?
I had played jazz, 10 years ago, 8 years ago or something, and then I moved here in 2006 because my wife's doing a PhD, and I was just kind of recording music and hanging out with myself, and musically I wasn't very social, so I just decided I wanted to start playing with other musicians again, and so I auditioned and got into the jazz program.
Is this an easy genre for you to have picked up, or is it one you've experienced before?
I haven't experienced it much. I think it's challenging to... I think it's challenging music to play. Like any music, it's challenging to play it well and to really understand the historical background and, the nuances that the music needs in order to have it played correctly.
So is the history of bossa nova something that shows up in the jazz program at the U of I?
I'm now looking at some of my other.
Not, you've got other guys in the
not
furnish.
So much. I mean, no. We play some Jobim tunes, as they appear in kind of the jazz repertoire. But I wouldn't say there's a whole lot of.
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly not discussed in any social or, I wouldn't think. There's not a lot of historical background on the music.
Well, for example, I know that if you're in most of the other music programs at the U of I, you're going to have a musicological component of what you're doing, and you'll study the history of classical music from this era all the way to that era and so on. And I did take a jazz course actually in college, one of the best courses I took in college. Ironically, it wasn't even taught by somebody at Northwestern. It was from a visiting professor, which I thought was something. But and I felt I learned a lot from there, but I don't know how much of the history you cover here.
As far as the music, harmonically, it's very similar to jazz. So if you study jazz and you cross over to Brazilian, the harmony in the Brazilian music is so rich and encompasses so many scales and different chords that you wouldn't, see in like pop music or anything like that. So it's you know, jazz musicians usually fall into the Brazilian music and are able to play it because it's harmonically very similar. The beats are, you know, obviously it's a different beat, but.
Well, I was going to ask about the beat because it seems at least that tune, but bossa nova seems to have a beat. Samba seems to have a beat. Certain forms seem to have a particular kind of beat that will continue through a tune, whereas, well, a given jazz tune might have its own beat. It doesn't necessarily, you can't say that jazz as a genre has a beat, if that makes any sense.
I think it has a beat, but it's more elusive, you know, for the listener. It's not as
well. I'm the listener here, so I'm just observing.
Right. If you listen to, you know, like straight ahead jazz or something like that, it's harder for the listener to catch on to the beat. They could feel that it's correct or not, but you know, it's not as straightforward as rock or.
But if you're playing, whether it's a jazz group or somebody else, you could quickly say, oh, that's a bossa nova just from the beat.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Or even a samba, for that matter. But bossa nova is based somewhat on the samba, isn't it? Kind of, sort of?
It's supposed to be a slower version of samba, actually.
Yeah. Well, for me, I think about them in a different way. So, it's hard for me to talk about like the jazz and samba or bossa nova similarity because I see them all like in a different way with their own characteristics and you know and sometimes I can hear the jazzy in our tunes and I think it's kind of we end up like I said we end up bringing up some of the two, the jazz and the samba in the jazz. I think one of the Jobim's tunes, it's about the samba in jazz or samba. It's about this combination, the influence of the jazz and samba. But
Tune is specifically about
One tune, yeah. I don't remember right now, tune. But...
Is it the tune that we're getting ready to play, So Dança Samba?
No. That's just So Samba, okay. Yeah.
Oh, we're going to do a samba next?
Yeah.
Well, let's have a samba next.
Okay.
I might offer to get up and dance, but this floor...
You can dance with us.
Oh, this floor thumps so much that we wouldn't want that to happen.
Só dança samba, vai, 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 vai. Só dança samba, vai. Só dança samba, vai, 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 vai. Só dança samba, vai. Já dancei o twist até demais, mas não sei, eu me cansei do calypso, já, já, já. Já dança samba, só dança samba, vai, 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 vai. Só dança samba, vai. Só dança samba, vai, 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 vai. Só dança samba, vai. Só dança samba, só dança samba. Vai, 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 vai. Só dança samba, só dança samba. Vai. Já dancei o twist até demais, mas não sei, eu me cansei do calypso ou xaxaxá. Só dança samba, só dança samba. Vai, 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 vai. Só dança samba, só dança samba. Vai. Só dança samba, só dança samba. Vai. Só dança samba, só dança samba. Vai.
That tune sounds familiar to me. Is that a... Is that a...
That's a Jobim tune.
It is a Jobim tune.
Yes.
The same chord changes as A-Train.
It is?
On the A sections, yeah.
And Girl from Ipanema as well.
Yeah, right.
What is he, a one-trick, you know, chord structure guy?
No. But he did, I would say there's a lot of bossa nova tunes that use some variation of that, and samba tunes that use some variation of that chord progression.
Too dominant is a real characteristic sound.
Yeah, yeah.
Too dominant, meaning?
The second chord of a
song.
That chord there.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
If this is the one, that's the two. That's sort of like a flat two or something like that.
It's the natural two, but it's a dominant seventh instead of a minor chord. Yeah.
I'm trying to hear. Where's the tonic there in that thing?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh man, I need to go back to theory class.
Five to five.
The five of five. Yeah.
Oh, the five of five. Oh yeah, sure.
Like
yeah,
that.
How many people know have any idea what we're talking about right now? We are talking about music theory, ladies and gentlemen. And that is
radio.
Something. Yeah, yeah, it's real great radio. That's something that mystifies some of the best musicians at times. You're listening to Live and Local, a group called Samba Soul. They're live with us in the studio here on Live and Local. They'll be playing tomorrow evening tomorrow night from 7 to 10 at Bouvant's Wine Bar in Urbana. And Bouvant's has music Thursday through Saturday. I just went to their Facebook page, and I've only paid attention that they frequently have music, and it seems to be Thursday through Saturday. On Saturday, the traditional jazz orchestra will be there, for example. And tonight, let's see, it's Pamela Makala and Emily Otness, a couple of fine young singer-songwriters. Emily's been on they've both been on the show. Emily a couple times, Pamela, we should have back. Pamela, if you're listening, give me a call, and we should get you on sometime before an upcoming gig. Bouvant's Wine Bar, attached to the Corkscrew Wine Emporium on Vine Street in Urbana. Support for our show today comes in part from The Music Shop, celebrating 51 years of service to music education, now offering private lesson instruction for students of all ages. They also feature guitars, amplifiers, digital pianos, software, and sound equipment in the Pro Sound Center at 27 East Market View Drive, Market View Plaza, Champaign, or at themusicshop.com. Vivian Felicio is vocalist for Samba Soul, Carlos Vega on sax, George Turner guitar, Matt Hughes bass, and Andy Burton dropping his sticks on the drums. And that's part of the sound effects here.
And I just wanted to mention something, Kevin. There's actually a member of our group that's not here. Our group has had a kind of a rotating cast of musicians throughout the last couple of years, and currently we sort of have two different drummers alternating in our drum chair, and Andy is here today doing a great job. But the other drummer that sometimes plays with us is Ricardo Flores, and he's a professor of percussion over at University of Illinois, of course. So anyway, just wanted to give a mention to Ricardo as well.
Okay, sure. So who's going to be drumming for you tomorrow night?
Andy will be with us tomorrow night.
Andy will be there. Well, it sounds great. I mean, I'm really enjoying. I'm having a nice relaxing time. I should just put my feet up. I need another chair so I can put my feet up and
you want a caipirinha?
Yeah.
What is that?
Yeah, caipirinha is a Brazilian drink. And tomorrow, if you want to try.
Is it strong?
It depends. Very. It can be.
Chassa and sugar and...
But Bons. Tomorrow at Bouvant's, if you want to enjoy a caipirinha, they're going to be making some Brazilian drinks and tropical cocktails.
And will you be overseeing them to see that they're mixed correctly?
Sure. Make sure they're representing my country very well.
You can specifically oversee mine if I make it there. Yeah. Okay, so we've had a little bossa nova, we've had a little samba. What do we have next?
Well, occasionally we play an instrumental so Vivian can go and supervise the drink mixing. So this is a tune that will serve that purpose tomorrow night.
Which is?
Samba de Orfeu. Did I say that right?
Mm-hmm. Samba de Orfeu.
Was that a surprise not only to me there, Matt?
I like it.
That last note. Matt's eyes sort of lit up. Then. Yeah. What was the name of that tune again?
A Samba de Orfeu.
Something like that, yeah. Reason I ask is I'm sitting here thinking, that sounds like a lot, like about two other tunes combined, and I sure can't think what it was.
Probably, it's probably like 50 million jazz tunes.
Yeah.
There's no connection whatsoever.
Well, that didn't even sound like it. It sounded like, well, I have to think about it. It sounded like a song from a musical is what it
Well, it was
like.
Actually written by a guy named Luis Bonfa. It was for the film Black Orpheus, a film came out in the early 1960s.
Yeah, a classic film, a great film. Ton of hit songs. I think it won an Oscar and everything back in the 60s.
Haven't seen it.
Black Orpheus.
But I'm writing it down.
Yeah, Black Orpheus.
Because I've heard of it.
Yeah, great film. Classic.
I wanted to ask you guys, we're listening to the band called Samba Soul, who'll be playing at Bouvons in Urbana tomorrow evening. Since, George, at least, you mentioned that a lot of the songs that you do in the group are new to you. I mean, jazz musician, it works for you because there is so much jazz in a lot of this music. But I'm curious, since Vivian is bringing you these tunes, what's the learning process for a band like this where the tunes are maybe familiar to one or two of you, but really not to the rest? Whereas in a lot of jazz, not all jazz by any means at all, they, at least for the standards, they're tunes that everybody knows at least somewhat, and then you can pick up maybe quickly.
Well, some of the tunes are tunes that are kind of in the standard jazz repertoire, and some of them, we've just found in different fake books and stuff. But other tunes, Vivian just sent me the recording, and I would learn the song off the recording and come up with a chart for the band to read. So we're basically doing it all with written music, whether it's been found, in from other sources, or whether me or Carlos has also done this as well, have learned it from recordings and written charts for the band.
So Vivian, you'll find a tune and say, I'd really like to do this tune because I miss home and this is a tune I like, or whatever your motivation is, and then hand it off to George, and then the band kind of creates the arrangement, more or less.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. But I also try to think about songs that that other people also would like to hear. Just me.
Sure,
it's not all about me. But the process is what George just said. I try to bring some tunes to George, and then I give him a lot of work because he has to write them down. And as I usually say in our performance, George has been the soul of Samba's soul because he has been, keeping the band together and putting a lot of work in the band. And, of course, now Carlos, too, has helped us to write some songs and, doing everything they can to support the band.
So when you say write some songs, meaning that you do some original songs?
Well, we're talking about is transcribing.
Transcribe, okay.
Transcribe tune. And what we do is like an adaptation of the original, because the original might have a whole different set of instruments. So we do our version of that, based on the chart we've written up.
So arranging a tune like any jazz group would do, adapt
the tune. We're just covering the tune in our style.
Mentioned earlier in the show that, and you brought up again, George, later, that you did have a pianist in the group. Did somebody replace? Did we have an instrument replacing the piano, or did we just not have a piano anymore?
We just don't have a piano anymore.
And you get by.
We get by.
You get by. You get by really well. But did you find, you were in the group already when Lara Driscoll was also the pianist. So you said earlier that you sort of took on the piano rhythms, the piano patterns a lot. Does that mean that you gave up something that you were doing before? That you gave up. Yeah, that you have now given up a role that you used to play when there was a pianist.
Not so much. I think when Lara was in the band, she was really good at just kind of working around what we were doing. She just kind of she played a lot of fills and stuff. And did you say that? Does that sound right to you, Carlos?
While still playing the some of the basic patterns you demonstrated earlier.
What makes it difficult having two harmonic instruments at the same time is there can be clashes,
Yeah, you sort of have to watch out for
that. So you have to always pay attention to the clashes. For me, it's great because I hear a lot of harmony because they're both playing or one of them's playing or somebody's always playing some harmony. But when George is soloing, he doesn't have the luxury of having a harmonic instrument behind him. So
now,
there's like single note against the single note of the bass. So it's you have to kind of use your imagination to fill in the harmonies.
It's a little more open on the guitar solo since there's no comping. Yeah.
Although that leaves it all to Matt, who's got to be rock solid in harmony then.
Will do.
No, you always do. By the way, I said this to you when you walked in the studio, but I'm just going to add it publicly for the sake of our listeners, because since you were on the show last Wednesday with U of I Jazz faculty, and although I didn't get to see the faculty performance at the Iron Post Jazz Festival last week, I did get to see you play with John Campbell, who I interviewed on the show, I guess it was two Tuesdays ago. Mm-hmm. And I thought he sounded great. I thought the whole thing sounded great.
Thanks for saying so. Yeah, that was a really fun gig. It's nice to play piano trio.
Do you get to do that very often?
Not as much as I'd like. In that kind of listening setting, I often play piano trio where the music is more functional, not necessarily a jazz concert.
What does that mean, functional?
Dinner music.
Oh, that kind of function.
Yeah, I get to do that a little bit more than playing the full jazz concert at a listening venue like it was at the Iron Post. It was quite nice.
So functional at an event where nobody's really paying all that much attention to you.
Yeah, we like to say sonic wallpaper or something like that.
No, it was not that at the Post. It was a really fun show all of Friday.
Thank you.
I got to hear so much of it. Anyway, just wanted to say that. Let me take a little bit of a break, give you guys a chance to figure out what you're going to do next, and mention some other things that are going on in our listening area for the next couple of days. There's certainly a lot of things going on throughout our various communities. Community Players Theater in Bloomington will be presenting the musical Hairspray. I think this is their final weekend of doing the show, tonight through Saturday at 7:30, and then there is a Sunday matinee, I believe. Looking for the time here, which seems to have disappeared. There it is, Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock. So Community Players Theater in Bloomington, and that's the name of their location as well. Dave Luttrell is playing at the Creek Pub and Grill in Chatham at 8 o'clock tonight. The Fake McCoys play Irish-American folk music at the Celtic Mist Pub in Springfield. That's tonight at 7. The Bears of Blue River and Grandkids are both at Mike and Molly's in Champaign tonight at 9 o'clock. Mentioned earlier, Pamela Makala and Emily Otness at Bouvon's tonight in Urbana. That's at 6 o'clock. Sam Hasting Quartet is at the Iron Post in Urbana tonight at 7. Then tomorrow at 5:30, Joni Dreyer and Dave Cooper are at Kickapoo Landing in Oakwood. Steve the Harp is at the Castle Theater in Bloomington tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. Jeff Helgeson Quartet at the Iron Post tomorrow evening at 5. The Diva and the Dude, Andy Baylor and Kathy Harden are at Clark Bar in Champaign tomorrow evening, 6:30. Dan Hubbard is at the Tilted Kilt in Peoria, and then he's joined by his band called the Humidors. They're going to be at Legends Draft House in Shelbyville Saturday night, 9:30. The Frank Trumpeter Quintet are at Marley's Pub in Springfield tomorrow evening at 6. Josie Louder Band is at Crow's Mill Pub in Springfield tomorrow evening at 8:30. Change Up play jazz at the Rhythm Kitchen in Peoria tomorrow night at 8. David Gans is going to be playing on the WEFT benefit at the Iron Post in Urbana tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. Courtney Huffman gives a voice recital with pianist Casey Robards. Wish I'd have known about that sooner. Smith Music Hall in Urbana on the U of I campus tomorrow night at 7:30. Since I mentioned WEFT, we actually have two hosts for jazz shows at WEFT. Carlos Vega, recently joining the jazz lineup Tuesdays, and then George still comes in sometimes on Fridays, usually sometimes different days.
Now it's usually Mondays. I've been doing the third Monday of the month, and then occasionally I'll sub on Fridays as well.
Right, so jazz on WFT. I can say this because it doesn't compete with my show. Unfortunately, it does compete with my colleague Vic DiGeronimo's show. But if you want to hear jazz, lots of good stuff going on WFT Community Radio, 9 to 11:30 weekday mornings. So just a little pitch for our other community station, of course, WYLL. Public radio, there's differences there. Not worth really going into for this purpose. You're listening to 90.9 WYLL FM and HD Urbana, NPR, classical music and more for Central Illinois. 90.9 WYLL FM and HD Urbana with translators W266 AF Urbana and W293 AF Danville. Need to legally say that at this particular hour. WYLL is a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois. We also have support from the Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine Urbana, with wine tastings on Saturdays from 3 to 6:30 p.m. in the Bouvon Wine Bar. This Saturday features a sampling of wines from around the world that complement the grill, followed from 7 to 9 by the sounds of the traditional jazz orchestra. And, of course, it's at Bouvon's that Samba Soul will be playing tomorrow night from 7 to 10. And they're live with us here on Live and Local. They are vocalist Vivian Felicio. Carlos Vega is on the sax, also be playing flute at the gig tomorrow. George Turner guitar, Matt Hughes bass, Andy Burton drums, sometimes Ricardo Flores drums, but Andy Burton will be on the gig tomorrow and is with us on the show today. I think we'll probably be going out with this particular song. What do you want to end up with?
We're going to end up with a tune by Adoniram Barbosa. The name of this tune is Tiro ao Álvaro.
De tanto levar flechadas do teu olhar, de tanto levar flechadas do teu olhar, meu peito até parece, sabe o que? Talba de tiro ao Álvaro, não tem mais onde furar. De tanto levar flechadas do teu olhar, meu peito até parece, sabe o que? Talba de tiro ao Álvaro, não tem mais onde furar. Teu olhar mata mais do que bala de carabina, que envenena a estricnina, que peixeira de baiano. Teu olhar mata mais que atropelamento de automóvel, mata mais que bala de revólver. De tanto levar flechadas do teu olhar, meu peito até parece, sabe o que? Talba de tiro ao Álvaro, não tem mais onde furar. De tanto levar flechadas do teu olhar, meu peito até parece, sabe o que? Talba de tiro ao Álvaro, não tem mais onde furar. Teu olhar mata mais do que bala de carabina, que envenena a estricnina, que peixeira de baiano. Teu olhar mata mais que atropelamento de automóvel, mata mais que bala de revólver.
Tiro Álvaro by Adoniram Barbosa.
Easy for you to say. I'm going to have to get you to give me a primer in Brazilian pronunciation, because that's one of the things when I'm hosting classical show that sometimes does come up, and it's one of the languages I don't feel very comfortable pronouncing. The other one, which I won't even attempt, is Irish. Ooh. But that's a whole other. I mean, at least I think there are rules with Brazilian. I'm not even sure there are rules with Irish. There probably are, but just can't do it. Well, it's been a treat to have you guys on the show, and that was a fun tune. Does that mean something, that title?
Shoot on the Target? That's pretty much the title, like the shooting on the target. I think I could translate like that. But
Bullseye?
Huh?
hit the bullseye, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Thank you for the English. See, yes. You're not the only one who has a problem with the Portuguese.
At least you can pronounce English. Yeah. Well, it's great to hear you guys, and Samba Sol be playing their mix of Samba Bossa Nova and MPB, popular Brazilian music, and other things. Maybe even a little mix of rock and roll and jazz going on tomorrow night, 7 to 9 p.m. Mm-hmm. Forecast calls for a sunny and windy afternoon. Our high will be around 90 degrees, winds 25 to 30 miles an hour, gusting to around 40. In fact, there's a wind advisory until 8 o'clock this evening for most of our severe weather coverage area. Partly cloudy, breezy tonight, chance of showers in the evening, low 62, and then tomorrow mostly sunny with, again, a chance of showers and thunderstorms. The high tomorrow about 85 degrees. It's Live and Local.